Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Leo McConville, continuing with a series of programs with BIX's fellow musicians. Now, Leo McConville never recorded with BIX, but he was along BIX in the Camel Pleasure Hour in 1930. As a matter of fact, BIX signed one of the covers of the sheet music for In the Dark to Leo, and the dedication reads, "To Leo, one of the best, personally and musically, thanks for saving my life on the Camel Hour numerous times. The best, BIX Beiderbecke." So obviously there was some strong interaction between BIX and Leo McConville. Let me give you a little bit of biographical information about Leo McConville before starting with the music. This is from Who's Who of Jazz by John Chilton. McConville was born in Baltimore, Maryland in the year 1900 and died also in Baltimore, Maryland in February of 1968. From 1914 began playing with bands in the Baltimore area. Professional debut with the Louisiana Five in 1919. In the early 1920s, joined Gene Golcat at the Greystone Ballroom, Detroit, then Vaudeville Tours, worked with Paul Speck before joining Roger Wolfgang. From 1928 to 31, worked mainly with Don Voorhees, but also did extensive work on radio and recording studios. Session work until the mid-1930s, then moved to Reisterstown in Maryland, where he began chicken farming. Continued to play with local bands through the late 1930s and 1940s, long spells with Bob Craig Band and Bob Lula's Orchestra. Let's get started with the music. And the first two recordings that I want to play are by the Georgians. First, Everybody Loves My Baby from November 24, 1924. It's a composition by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams. And then I'll follow that with My Best Girl, recorded on November 18, 1924. This is a composition by Walter Donaldson. The musicians in the band for these two recordings are Leo McConville on trumpet, Charlie Butterfield on trombone, Frank Kilduff, alto sax and baritone sax, Henry Wade, clarinet, soprano, and tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, and Roy Smack on banjo, and Ted Noyes on drums. So let's listen then to Leo McConville with the Georgians. This was a band within the bigger band, the Paul Specht organization, 1924.
Thank you.
Paul Speck had many excellent trumpet players in his band. Among them, I cite Frank Guarente, before Leo McConville, and Sylvester Ahola after Leo McConville. Okay, now I'd like to play a couple of recordings that Leo McConville waxed with Roger Wolfkind and his orchestra. First, from November 13, 1925, I'm Sitting on Top of the World. The musicians in that recording session are Tommy Gott and Leo McConville on trumpet, Chuck Campbell on trombone, Arthur Campbell on tuba, Arthur Rilhart, Owen Bartlett, and Harold Stir on reeds, Arthur Schott piano, Dominic Romeo banjo guitar, Joe Venuti, Joe Raymond on violin, Vic Burton drums. I will follow that with a recording from December 15, 1925. This is A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich and You. The composition of the band is exactly the same. The difference is that the trombone now is played by Miff Maul as a replacement for Chuck Campbell. So then let's listen to Leo McConville with Roger Wolfkind's orchestra, 1925. Roger Wolfgang certainly had a great band, of course, the best musicians that money can buy. Roger was the son of a millionaire banker, financier, Otto Kahn. Okay, now I want to move to 1927, a couple of recordings by Don Voorhees Orchestra. First, from September 9, 1927, My Blue Heaven. We have Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miffmore trombone, Bill Trone mellophone, Phil Gleason, Fred Morrow, Paul Cartwright on reeds, Joe Raymond violin, Lenny Hayton piano and celeste, Dick McDonough guitar, Jack Hanson tuba, Vic Burton drums. The vocal here is by Louis James. The next day, on September 10, there is a terrific trombone solo in that recording of My Blue Heaven by Miff Moll. Next is from September 10, 1927, Baby's Blue. Composition of the band is the same, but the vocalist now is Irving Kaufman as Frank Harris. And note how mellow Irving Kaufman here is here in this recording of Baby's Blue. There is a muted solo at the beginning of the recording. What do you guys think? Is it Red Nichols or Leo McConville? So let's listen then to Leo McConville with the Don Voorhees Orchestra, 1927.
Thank you. baby's blue. Been this way a week or two, baby's blue. Baby puts the blame on you, very true, shame on you. Don't deny for you know why baby's blue. Is it worth your while to see a smile in place of a tear? This you can arrange and change by saying, I love you, dear. I love you, dear. Surely that's not hard to do. Nothing new, very true. There are no ifs or buts or maybes, baby's blue.
To move on to October 26, 1927. This is an interesting date. It turns out that Trumbauer and Nichols had struck a deal in which Nichols would record a tune in the morning for Victor, and Trumbauer would record the same tune in the afternoon for OK. In Evans and Evans, Red Nichols is quoted as saying, I remember when Tram and I tried to form a partnership, the idea was that I would record the tune early in the day and later Tram would record for OK. Tommy Rockwell, recording director at OK Records, would not go along with the idea and nixed using me on this recording date, insisting that Tram use Bix. Tram found Bix in Plunkett's and not in too good a shape, but Tommy insisted that he use Bix, and that was that. Of course, the recording of Sugar by Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra is highly controversial as to whether Bix or another trumpet or cornet player plays the solo in that recording. But here what I want to do is bring up the recordings that were waxed in the morning by Red Nichols' Stompers. And first I will play Make My Cut, Where the Cut Cotton Grows. We have Red Nichols on cornet, Leo McConville and Bo Ashford on trumpet, Bill Rank Miff Mole on trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, tenor sax, Max Farley alto sax, Frankie Trumbauer C melody, Adrian Rollini bass sax, Arthur Schott piano, Carl Kress guitar, Jack Hanson tuba, Chauncey Morehouse drums. The vocal is by Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell. This is an arrangement by Glenn Miller. Next, I will play Sugar. Same musicians, same vocalists, but the arranger here is Arthur Schott. So, let's listen then to Leo McConville with Red Nichols Stompers, 1927.
Thank you. Shake your sand, right over my shack. In my sleep, then I'll weep, so glad to get back. When I lay my head in that old feather bed, I know I'll be shedding my woe. Just make my cot where the cot, cot, cotton grows.
I've been doing this sort of chronological, started with 1924, 25, 27, so let's now move to 1928. This is February 14th. Dorsey Brothers Orchestra session, where they recorded Marianne and Persian Rug. The musicians are Leo McConville and Fozzy Farrar on the trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone. He's also on trumpet in Marianne. Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet, alto sax. Arnold Brillhart, alto sax, oboe. Herbert Spencer, tenor sax. Carl Kress, guitar. Hank Stern, tuba. Chauncey Morehouse, drums and chimes. And there is a vocal by Irving Kaufman as Noel Taylor. I will follow that with Persian Rug. It's exactly the same band, but there is no vocal here. So let's listen then to Leo McConville with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, 1928.
Seems to wink as we go by. Marianne, all the daisies in the dell seems to know, but they won't tell. Marianne, every little rosebud blooming in the heather seems to whisper, go on, get together. I can't wait until the time when we'll hear the church bells chime. I'll be yours and you'll be mine, Marianne. Thank you.
Let's continue with the recordings from 1928. Now I'll play a couple of sides by Joe Venuti and his New Yorkers. From May 25th, 1928, Leo McConville and Fuzzy Ferrara on trumpet, Charlie Butterfield trombone, Arnold Brillhart, Max Farley on alto sax, Don Murray on clarinet and baritone sax, Herbert Spencer on tenor sax, Joe Venuti violin, Arthur Schott piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Hans Stern tuba, Chauncey Morehouse drum, and the vocal is by Scrappy Lambert. On the same day, they also recorded Taint So, Honey Taint So, same band, same vocalist. Taint So, Honey Taint So, you will notice baritone sax solo by Don Murray. So let's listen then to Leo McConville with Joe Venuti and his New Yorkers, 1928.
Thank you. talked with the Lord, and the Lord said, no, tain't so, honey, tain't so. Tain't so, honey, tain't so, tomorrow will bring something good, I know, tain't so, honey, tain't so. Makes no difference what your problem may be. Just look up, brother, and I'm sure you will see. Tain't so, honey, tain't so. The devil said yes, but the Lord said no, tain't so. Honey, tain't so.
Going to wind up today's program with a couple of recordings from 1929, May 10, 1929. This is Fred Rich and his orchestra, Neil McConville and another trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trumpet and trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, Tony Parenti, clarinet, alto sax, Freddie Kuzik, clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax. Fred Rich is on piano, he directs. Carl Kress on guitar, Al Duffy violin, Joe Tardo tuba and bass, Stan King drums. The vocals are by the Rollickers. So let's listen then to Leo McConville with Fred Rich, 1929. Thank you.
who can make the songbird sing? Nobody, nobody but you. Who can brighten darkened skies? Who can dry my tear-dimmed eyes? Nobody, nobody but you.
And when I'm lonely and weary and everything goes wrong, who is it only is cheery
who puts the gladness in my song? Who can bring the sunshine when there's been darkness and despair? Nobody, nobody but you.
I hope you enjoyed this program of Leo McConville through the years 1924 to 1929. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.